morning, good evening, good night. What's good? This is Levi Bertie with another episode of the Old Nigga Section. This is about 8:46 in the morning. I tried to use my little mic, but I got the 15 now, so the adapter doesn't work. So I'm doing this straight up with the phone to my head, pretty much. But this is going to be a really, really quick episode. I think that's what I'm going to start doing now. My man Bino really gave me some good insight. So we're going to roll with it. So this morning, I wanted to talk about voting. Who do you vote for? Who do you make that decision to, you know, to give your vote to and your support to? What are, like, are you just doing it because you're a Democrat or Republican or what's the other one? The other one don't even count because them niggas don't really get nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like the other group, they just out there just stirring shit up and just fucking up the community, and then try to, I guess, get cool with the nigga who do get the vote. But the reason I ask this question is because it's been a lot of people who have said, I don't want to vote for Trump. I don't want to vote for Trump. And then I ask, well, who do you want to vote for on the Democratic side? Because Biden, we can say what we want, the dude looks like he is dying. Like, he really needs to live his days out, not making decisions for for the United States, and start making decisions for himself and how he's going to live going forward. That's what the fuck he needs to do. And I'm trying to figure out how do you make that decision? What do you do? Hit me, Levi Bertie, on Twitter, the old niggas. I need to get a hashtag or something. Y'all niggas don't be saying shit, but shit, fuck it. Hit me on Twitter, Levi Bertie, and we can try to figure this shit out. Another thing I wanted to talk about as I end the episode, because like I said, this shit gonna be quick. Why was Little Caesar's man paying Rosa Parks rent? She was in the history books. You telling me that all those black people couldn't have just sent her a dollar and paid for her house or something? We could have sent a quarter. If all the black people sent Rosa Parks a quarter, she would never have had to work another day in her life or do anything. She would have been well protected, might even had a good security guard. Why was Little Caesar's man paying Rosa Parks rent? Why in the hell did she not have a house that she owned? Or did she? Or was he paying her mortgage? So I just saw a little thing on CNN saying that Little Caesar's man paid the rent. So I'm trying to figure out what was going on. What were we doing? Why didn't it happen? Hit me at Levi Bertie at Gmail if you want to email me. Levi Bertie on everything.